Good afternoon from the KWAT newsroom. I'm Mike Tanner. The activities director of the Watertown School District has resigned. The Watertown School Board on Monday accepted the resignation of Steve Moore, who is taking a similar position at Sioux Falls Roosevelt. Moore has been a teacher, coach, and administrator in Watertown over the years, and he's been the activities director since 2010. The Beresford native says he's enjoyed his time in Watertown, but is also looking forward to the challenge that this new job will bring. Tyler Bolstead has been named the new principal at Watertown's Roosevelt Elementary. He replaces Greg DeSpiegler, who will be the new principal at Lincoln Elementary this fall. Bolstead has been a fifth grade teacher in Brookings for the past 7 years. He's a native of Volga and is a graduate of Dakota State and SDSU. Bolstead's wife, Brianne, will be a fourth grade teacher at Jefferson Elementary in Watertown. They have 3 children. Mitchell Technical Institute has been named one of 10 finalists for the Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence. It goes to the top two-year college in the country. The award has been given out every 2 years since 2011. The next winner will be announced in April of next year. The reigning Aspen Prize winner is LATI in Watertown. The criteria used to determine the winner includes student learning, employment rates after graduation, access and success for minority and low-income students, and degree completion while in community college and after transferring to a 4-year school. Well, the Sioux Falls School Board has approved a rule change that bans so-called timeout rooms as a form of student discipline. School leaders say the vote Monday by the board is a formality since the practice of physically restraining a child and locking them in a padded room is no longer used. The U.S. Supreme Court cleared the way Monday for states to legalize betting on sports, breaking a longtime ban and creating a potential financial boon for states and the gambling industry. The high court struck down a federal law that barred betting on sports in most states. States that want to take advantage of the ruling now will generally have to pass legislation to allow sports books to open. Here's what Governor Dennis Dugard had to say about that Supreme Court ruling.
Well, I'm pleased with the ruling because it reaffirms that it is the right of the states to regulate in this area. It's not the federal government's duty to tell the states what to do. That being said, the South Dakota Constitution does not permit sports betting in South Dakota, and so the Constitution would need to be changed by the voters. That could happen in 2020 if something were placed on the ballot, and then the voters would have to approve it.
At this time, South Dakota does not have any reliable estimate as to the economic impact or revenue that could be generated by sports betting in the state. South Dakota Secretary of State Chantel Krebs says the farm bill is ripe for reform. Krebs is running for the Republican nomination for the U.S. House, and she wants to see some changes in the food assistance portion of the farm bill.
Of course, the farm bill is up this year, and it's a $1 trillion farm bill. 80% of that farm bill is welfare assistance. 80% of it. That's the part that needs reformed, and that's one of my ag policies that I was rolling out last week.
Republicans and Democrats are at odds over adding work requirements for those who receive food stamps. Krebs says those who are getting welfare and can work should.
I think we can all agree there's room for reform on that 80% of a $1 trillion farm bill, and that part of that is putting the abled bodies that are receiving welfare to work. I support that.
Krebs says there can be a variety of ways those who receive benefits can at least get some job training.
I think we can all agree, even if it's just part-time or if they have kids, what about on-the-job training or job education programs where they are training to become a worker for someone? That's all part of that.
Krebs will face Dusty Johnson and Neil Tapio in the June 5th primary. Tim Bjorkman is running unopposed on the Democratic ticket. A slow, wet spring is causing planting delays across much of the northern plains, adding to the economic stress that many producers are under. SDSU President Barry Dunn says there is an oversupply of every commodity.
The commodity prices are just crushing, and whether it's milk, corn, cattle, they're all really suffering from overproduction, and it is just a really tough situation.
Dunn says it's difficult to create enough demand for raw commodities.
But our yields of everything have outpaced demand, and so I think we have to be really careful about overproduction and think very carefully. It's just a race to bragging about the heaviest calves or the most bushels per acre doesn't necessarily make you the most money. So overproduction's a real challenge for us.
And Dunn says exports are not enough to make up the difference.
This exporting everything out of the state into a worldwide commodity market has not proven to be very successful for us. So, value-added ag, the growth of the swine industry has certainly helped. The growth of the poultry industry has helped. So there's something, some hope in the future, but value-added agriculture is the way out.
Dunn points to a new soybean processing plant in Volga that will make fish food as another example of value-added agriculture. Well, voters in Pierre will decide on June 5th if the capital city should build a new water treatment plant. The water there is safe to drink, but high levels of manganese and other minerals discolor the water and leave stains on hard surfaces. Governor Dugard, of course, lives in Pierre during his term in office, and he intends to vote on this decision.
When I moved to Pierre, I was just so disappointed in the quality of the water. It tastes bad. It looks bad. It stains everything. It's just such a fundamental thing for life. You need food, water, shelter, and water is, you can't live without it. And right now, the water quality in Pierre is so poor that I think it's very well worth the investment. We'll save money on water softening costs. We'll save money on bottled water costs. You'll be able to wash your clothes better.
Dugard says the bad water in Pierre even has a negative impact on state infrastructure on the Capitol grounds.
We have to be very careful about where our sprinklers go, in the buildings and equipment. In the backyard of the patio, it stains our light fixtures. We've had to replace them a number of times. There are some parts of the Capitol grounds we can't water very well because you can't adjust the sprinklers to reach the turf and still prevent it from splashing on the building. So you either have a brown, rusty colored building or you have brown grass, one or the other, but you can't have green grass in a clean building. I hope people will vote yes. I think in the long term, they'll be glad they did.
Pierre currently pulls water from a series of wells along the Missouri River. The new water treatment plant, if built, would pull water from the river itself. The estimated cost is between $35 and $37 million. And the South Dakota Highway Patrol says a 26-year-old man has died in a single-vehicle rollover crash in Hand County. The man's SUV rolled in the ditch off State Highway 45, about 2 miles north of Miller. That crash happened around 6:30 Monday evening. The man was later pronounced dead at a hospital in Miller. His name has not been released yet. News is available anytime on our homepage. Find us at gowatertown.net. From the KWAT Newsroom, I'm Mike Tanner.